Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, we're going to Buffalo because breakfast is on the loose. Oh. Or at least was. What is breakfast? No. Who is breakfast?
Sometimes you just never know what you're going to run into when you're in the city of Buffalo, whether it's a Bills fan saying go Bills or a pet pig.
I feel like the first one is at least 1 trillion times more likely than the second.
I think so, yeah.
Nope.
That's breakfast, the pig, running wild on Buffalo's east side. Not the first time animals have gotten loose in Buffalo either. Last October, neighbors came together.
Really?
This has never happened before?
Gotten loose in Buffalo before?
You know,
in a major American city?
We take pride in never having had a lost cat.
Neighbors came together for the Chickens Are Out the Coop think tank, calling for the city of Buffalo to enforce the chicken ordinance more strictly, voicing concern over the smell and public health hazards of chickens roaming their neighborhood.
More you pig know, talk, please.
Yeah. Yeah. These are just birds.
No, people are they're tired of it. They don't want to see a wild animal on their front lawn, you know, whatever they're doing.
I don't think a chicken is considered a wild animal, exactly. I get your point, ma'am. Yeah.
Killjoy.
But, it's not like they're keeping cougars over there.
Out of their space because there's an ordinance in place.
There was a blatant disrespect for the neighbors and also a blatant disrespect for the ordinance that's on the books.
The ordinance says licensed and registered chickens must stay in fenced-in backyards.
Why are we still talking about chickens?
Because they go back to the pig for a while here.
We're off loose pig now.
As for pigs, city code doesn't really clearly say whether farm animals can be kept as pets. This morning, our 7 News reporter Giovanni Ligi is sharing the woman's voices, including the woman who recorded the pig and neighbors who live nearby.
Oh, man. Okay. Here we go.
Shortly after lunchtime in this east side neighborhood,
they're like, what was that?
A normally quiet block quickly turning chaotic.
I can't. What is this?
It's a pig animal control officers are after. Watch as
I
they try
say,
time.
It's a pig animal control officer said. Like, you had to go to an expert?
Time and time again to capture it.
Nah. Never seen a pig.
This neighbor tells me about when the pig set its sights on her.
It kind of came up on me, and it grabbed me by my hair.
Wait, what?
The pig did?
What were you doing?
Were you
laying in the lawn?
Because
this isn't a tall pig.
Yeah, it's like the size of a lab.
Yeah, it looks like it. Yeah, I mean.
And was shaking my head like you would shake a bag of microwave popcorn.
Okay, that's how I've often described my head.
The pig.
I mean, we didn't really need a clarifying statement.
The pig shook her head like a bag of microwave popcorn.
Still unclear how the pig got up to her head.
I was in a microwave.
The video doesn't show the alleged attack, but it does show the interesting twist. Watch as what appears to be a police officer claim ownership of the pig.
Come on, I got her.
That's the pig?
Yeah, got her.
That's mine, I got her.
Okay, all right. All right. Oh, my gosh. A cop owns a pig.
Oh.
Yeah. Blue pig with pig.
Hear him call the pig breakfast. And then you'll
surprise
hear Renita say.
Donuts. Boom. Roasted.
Oh, yeah.
Dumb jokes.
Where's this peacock fuzz?
And then you'll hear Renita say it attacked her. Listen as the officer responds.
Boy, if I'm that lady, I would like you to take this a little more seriously.
Yeah.
Your pet pig that you may or may not supposed to have in the city of Buffalo bit my hair and shook my head like it had popcorn in it. And you said, she thinks you smell good.
Yeah, that's offensive because pigs eat garbage and roll in poo.
You'll hear him say it escaped his yard. For Renita, she said she was terrified.
My second thought was, this is ridiculous.
So they say she was terrified, and she clarifies by saying, I thought this was ridiculous.
I mean, she's right.
I mean, it is ridiculous.
There's a pig grabbing onto your hair in a city.
Yeah.
And shaking it like microwave popcorn.
This is a pig. on Victor Place in the city of Buffalo.
What?
Where did this come from? And then, of course, I started screaming.
We tried to get in touch with city officials, but nobody responded to our inquiry. And city code doesn't clearly state whether pigs or adorable. Other farm animals can be kept as pets. Neighbors say the officer took the pig home.
And your first glance is to laugh because that's something to it that is unexpected to see in the city, but that's dangerous. It's just like having a loose dog.
Social media comments show viewers...
No, it's not just like having a lost dog, because it's a pig.
It's exactly like having a lost pig.
I mean, I don't really know what the proclivity for biting from pigs is, attack from pigs. I don't really know much about pigs.
Whether that pig was friendly or not, I wouldn't have wanted to have it trying to grab my hair.
No, I wouldn't I'm with that either. Lady. I wouldn't either, when I'm trying to have microwave popcorn laying down on my lawn, which is where you'd have to be for that pig to get to your hair. I wouldn't like that either.
I enjoyed these comments they cite here.
Social media comments show viewers are divided, some saying that they hope it ends up back with the owner, with another neighbor saying straight to the butcher shop.
Nope.
Giovanni Ligi, East Buffalo, 7 News.
Giovanni, thank you. Common Council member Zanetta Everhart responding overnight, calling what happened unacceptable, saying, quote, the city charter forbids ownership of livestock animals throughout Buffalo, except under some very limited circumstances, adding, quote, it is neither safe for residents nor humane to animals to raise large livestock in an urban environment like Buffalo.
I have no idea if that will be allowed to stay for that police officer, but it's pretty similar to a dog. It's more similar to a dog than what that statement. The statement makes it seem like he had a bunch of pigs in a pen. You know
it's
what I mean?
Single. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm glad I don't have to decide. I'm glad everyone's okay, and I'm glad that funny story happened where that lady said, this is ridiculous, which is a fair statement.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane. Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.